precision farming becoming more attractive. Thanks for being with us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. Tennessee row crop producers are hard at it this spring, getting their crops in the ground, and more of them are utilizing technology, only about 10 years old now, that's helping to reach better yields and to become more efficient on input cost.
It's more important now for farmers to map and record all the activities in the field, from planting to fertilizing to lime work, and now to be able to variable rate spray and put things on the crop at the time it needs to be put on, at the rate it needs to be put on.
Al Harmon of Machinery Link says today's farmers can make a difference when they decide to invest in GPS technology, the price of which has fallen so much since it was first available in the mid-90s that it's now much more affordable and practical.
When they became practical in price for the common operator, it was about a $7,000 item. And we are so far ahead of that technology today, some of the same guidance systems that used to be a $7,000 bill are well under $3,000 and have far more capabilities.
Harmon says just as with any other computer technology, today farmers can take advantage of their information they receive from their GPS units and work with other professionals anywhere online to try and improve their bottom line.
You can bring it back, plug it into your home computer and download it, and then the sales crew that you're working with, your agronomist, your advisors and consultants, can all get access to the same data, and it's effectively the same as if you all visited the field and don't have to duplicate the time. It's a very, very good labor-saving tool.
Harmon says precision farming has moved much farther along from when most farmers were utilizing the technology for yield monitors at harvest time, and now they can be much more cost-effective by using them throughout the season, like for variable rate seeding at planting time and spraying. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.